here's a story from The World.
For Buddhists, the image of Buddha is sacred. It makes perfect sense. After all, Buddha is the founder of Buddhism. Buddhists see him as the enlightened one, a great spiritual teacher. At certain times, the observant will kneel before statues of Buddha. In the West, though, the image of Buddha is sometimes used in far less reverential ways. One woman in Thailand had been seeing examples of this for years, thought it was blasphemous, and decided to do something. From Bangkok, The World's Patrick Nguyen has this story.
Master Achidatwadi is not a monk. She doesn't shave her head. She's more like a Buddhist teacher, an activist, who wears snow-white robes. She claims to have meditated for more than 18,000 hours in her lifetime. And she does seem very chilled out.
People long for something that can put them in peace. We want to have peace in our life. That's why Buddhism become more popular.
And yet there is something that makes Master Achidatwadi, I won't say angry, she doesn't seem to get angry, but it does take away some of her peace. It's people using Buddha's image flagrantly, putting his face on a carpet, a skateboard, things you step on, or even putting his face on a decorative toilet seat cover, which is a thing she found online. She shows me her files where she's documented lots of offenses.
This looks like the Buddha's head in alcohol.
Yes, it is. Put the Buddha head in alcohol. They probably want to feel calm and harmony while they're drinking. This is a hurt our feeling and it's very disrespectful.
Achidatwadi used to be a high-flying businesswoman in the jewelry biz. No white robes, just one of half a billion Buddhists on planet Earth. But about 20 years ago, she was on a trip to Paris and she heard about this bar called Buddha Bar, where they had this giant Buddha head right in the bar. She went to see it for herself, but
I can't even dare to step inside because my heart is shaking. Then I'm starting to cry. Crying, I feel so sad, and I'm begging for help. I said, please, someone help to stop this.
It kind of changed her life. It's partly why she quit her job and started an organization called Knowing Buddha, which tries to stop people from offending Buddhists. On social media, they put out these guilt-inducing videos, like a Thai grandma seeing a Westerner with a tattoo of Buddha on her foot. Grandma says, why do they do such things to the Buddha? Master Achidatwadi says, it's mostly ignorance. Buddhist traditions, like mindfulness, are more trendy around the world, but they can spread Buddhist chic in a way that's detached from the Asian cultures where Buddhism flourishes. Cultures that say, don't put anything sacred on the floor or on your gross foot, and never get a Buddha tattoo.
The human body is dirty, especially when humans have sex.
What is your feeling towards the person who has the tattoo? Are you angry at them? How do you feel?
I have no angry about them at all, but I just want to educate them, and I want to help to lift up the value of Buddha.
She wonders, why don't people treat Buddha like other religious figures?
Because if anything touched Muhammad or Jesus, they'd be in deep trouble. But if they touch anything about Buddhism, the Buddhists hardly have voice to stop them. So they think that they can do anything they want.
Do you think Buddha himself would be upset at this, or would he just let it go?
Letting go means you're letting go your emotion, not letting go the act. Otherwise, if using the theory of letting go in everything, we must not have law and order.
Her organization, Knowing Buddha, does try to impose order, as they see it. Volunteers web. If you offend them, they will ask you to stop. If you refuse, even if you're outside Thailand, they might get the local Thai embassy to weigh in. Yes, they do have that kind of influence. A Thai news story from a few years back when Louis Vuitton had an art exhibition in Paris with a giant Buddha head on the ground. Achidatwadi went after them with the Thai embassy's help, and Louis Vuitton apologized and put the Buddha head on a platform, off the floor. She says overall they have a 50% success rate, and those who don't comply may be named and shamed.
Please help us stop disrespecting Buddha.
A video from Knowing Buddha's Facebook page, which shows a whole gallery of misbehavior, like tourists in bikinis standing next to Buddha statues. They don't like that. For non-Buddhist travelers in Thailand who upset these activists, for mild offenses, Acharatwadi says a warning should do. But if you won't say sorry, she wants punishment.
Like for the foreigner, we should have some just the fine. But if those person is a Buddhist, they definitely should go to jail.
People will say, going to prison, that's too much. And what would your response be?
Going to the jail is not about punishment, but it's about to give you a time and a space for you to really contemplate what you did wrong.
Master Acharatwadi wants Thailand to imitate other Buddhist-majority countries that enforce blasphemy codes, countries like Myanmar or Sri Lanka, which did deport a woman over a Buddha tattoo on her arm. But Thailand doesn't seem to want to go there to potentially scare off tourists, which are already not coming because of COVID-19. Still, when tourists do come back, they may see signs in the airport in Bangkok from the Knowing Buddha organization, warning them against wearing Buddha t-shirts and getting Buddha tattoos.
The purpose just to raise awareness to the foreigner, because foreigners are the ones who use the Buddha image wrongly.
Now, I had to ask, what is Master Acharatwadi's advice for someone who already has a Buddha tattoo and wants to visit Thailand?
I will tell them that you should erase it. It will be good for you. But if they're not, then whatever consequence it might come, they have to accept it.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.